It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, June 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, already 83 degrees.
Freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, and it is developing news. Fire investigators and disaster cleanup crews are on the scene of a Salt Lake City apartment fire that has completely gutted several units. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live on the scene with details. Paul?
Maria, one resident who spoke to us says he got a good look at what used to be his apartment, and absolutely nothing is salvageable. However, he says he is lucky because he was with his girlfriend when the fire broke out, and he wasn't at the scene, and he wasn't hurt. Fire officials say the top floors of the six-story structure were damaged the most. 25% of the roof was burned away completely. They're not sure how extensive the water and the smoke damage is just yet, but crews did have to pull at least half a dozen people out of the building on ladders. They believe everyone is accounted for. Everyone who was pulled out of the complex was treated on scene, but two firefighters were taken to the hospital for minor injuries. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City fire crews hope people are safe and responsible with fireworks so that there isn't a catastrophe. Fire Marshal Tony Allred says the five-alarm fire today at the apartment building brought in crews from all over the valley.
Our fire this morning showed how quickly we can stretch our emergency resources in this valley, in any of these communities, even in Salt Lake, where we're very well resourced. I don't want a big interface fire going on in conjunction with an event like this.
He says they also have medical calls and car crashes that happen every day that need their crews. A former member of the Salt Lake City School Board is now facing federal child pornography charges. Joel Lehi Organista is facing four federal counts in addition to 11 state charges against him. That includes object rape of a child. According to a new arrest report, Organista knowingly produced child pornography by persuading a minor to engage in a sexually explicit act. The report also says that he possessed porn involving a child under the age of 12. Organista is currently being held without bail. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The death toll continues to grow following the Surfside building collapse. ABC's Lionel Moise is on the scene.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said in a press briefing Monday, another body was pulled out of the rubble.
The total number of those accounted for is now 135, and the total unaccounted 151.
Cava said the numbers will continue to fluctuate, but also vowed that the search and rescue operation continues. Crews are working in the rain looking for any survivors. Lionel Moyes, ABC News Surfside.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no date yet for a presidential visit to the collapsed building site. She says the big concern is about possibly taking resources away from the ongoing search and rescue operation.
The president sent his FEMA administrator down to Florida, who had a meeting with Governor DeSantis and others while he was in Florida. The president spoke to him and received a briefing afterwards. In addition, we have more than 50 personnel on the ground coordinating closely with state and local officials and providing assistance.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for more on what investigators said this morning on their continued rescue operation. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. There is increasing concern about how to protect people from gun violence. In Chicago, authorities say at least 74 people were shot and 6 people fatally wounded in shootings this weekend. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says 2 mass shootings that took place within hours of each other Sunday night.
Preliminary results tell us that both incidents appear to be
retaliatory acts. A man who was shot over the weekend in a Motel 6 parking lot in Midvale has died. Unified Police confirmed the victim had passed away after the shooting yesterday. That's according to the Deseret News. His name has not been released. Police have one man, 26-year-old Lorenzo Dean Leo Parker, booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on investigation of felony discharge of a gun and other charges. Now, the Deseret News reports a witness told police both men had been drinking and arguing throughout the night. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. The West Coast is hitting record temperatures. ABC's Alex Stone reports scientists say the evidence is clear that something is changing.
The West Coast is in a new climate, according to Stanford climate scientist Dr. Noah Diffenbaugh. He says now every year is an extremely hot year with back-to-back heat waves resulting in rapid snowmelt.
We found, for example, that the autumn wildfire season is becoming much more severe, about a doubling of the frequency of extreme wildfire weather.
California has declared 41 of its 58 counties in drought emergencies. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A California man is recovering after being bitten on the leg by a great white shark.
The attack was off Gray Whale Cove State Beach, south of San Francisco. The fog making it unsafe for rescue helicopters to land, so the victim had to be carried up this steep flight of stairs by rescuers and loaded onto an ambulance nearly 1 mile away. Experts say the population of great white sharks along the California coast is increasing.
That is ABC's Megan Tavrizian reporting. Still to come on KSL, not one, not two, but three Utah gymnasts are headed to Tokyo. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We actually have a good drive on the Valley freeways, but crews are clearing a crash northbound State Street at 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
First responders hope they work. And they dig.
We will continue search and rescue because we still have hope that we will find people alive.
The Miami condo collapse. Check back in 3 and 4 times a day to KSL News Radio.
Camping season is here, and Motorsportsland is ready to help you get away to your RV adventure. Don't put off making exciting memories and exploring the many outdoor hideaways right here in Utah. With an RV, your vacation home can be at whichever lake, mountainside, or forest you want to park at. Whether you're looking for a motorhome, fifth wheel, travel trailer, folding trailer, or toy hauler, Motorsportsland will help you find the model that best meets your needs and budget. Do you have an RV you aren't using or that no longer fits your lifestyle? With current shortages on new inventory, Motorsportsland is looking for quality pre-owned vehicles. Go to motorsportsland.com and click on Sell Your RV to get a hassle-free cash offer without the headaches of the classifieds. It's time to upgrade your adventure in an RV from Motorsportsland. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, fire officials are investigating a large apartment fire that burned through a complex overnight in downtown Salt Lake. Several people had to be rescued from their balconies, but officials say that no one was injured. The largest e-cigarette company has agreed to a $40 million settlement with the state of North Carolina.
Juul has agreed to pay $40 million over 6 years and agreed to a number of provisions in order to settle claims that it targeted young adults and teens with the design and marketing of its e-cigarettes. The company agreed to no longer market in a way that appeals to people under 21, including no longer using most social media and influencer advertising. It also agreed to ensure its products are sold behind counters and customers are verified using a barcode scanner. It's the first settlement for the company, which is facing a number of lawsuits over its products and marketing tactics. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Three University of Utah gymnasts are going to the Olympics. Grace McCallum finished fourth overall at trials. She also placed fourth on floor and fifth on both uneven bars and the beam. Michaela Skinner finished fifth overall. She was an alternate for the 2016 Rio Olympics. And Kara Eaker will be an alternate in Tokyo after coming in seventh overall. North Carolina's governor is encouraging people to get vaccinated with more drawings and contests.
We still have 3 more $1 million drawings and 3 more college scholarship drawings for ages 12 to 17. You're automatically entered if you've gotten your shot. And you're entered twice if you got your shot after we announced this contest.
Governor Roy Cooper says the number of people getting their shots is progress, but not enough. The Delta variant is prompting new travel restrictions across Europe. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has more from Paris.
Portugal, Spain, and Germany all issuing new travel restrictions in an attempt to limit the spread of the more contagious Delta variant. Starting Monday, for instance, anyone traveling to Portugal will either have to quarantine or prove they've been fully vaccinated. This comes as German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling for a unified EU approach to travel, and as the EU's disease control agency warns the Delta variant could account for 90% of new COVID infections in Europe by late August. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky. Welcome to Monday.
Oh, thank you so much, Maria. Well, I'm afraid for those driving in Salt Lake City, 2100 South at State Street, we do have left lanes blocked in both directions. It's due to a crash that occurred on the northbound side. But again, left lanes blocked, no major delays. So that's the good news. You can still get around pretty easily without big hangups. Now, we also have had delays northbound Highway 89 in Davis County. This is going through Fruit Heights into Kaysville. A lot of that is due to road work. And Highway 6, an accident called out in Utah County, about a mile west of Diamond Fork Road. And for those who are traveling through that stretch, again, we're not seeing any kind of major backups at this time. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast.
Warming up, but not too warm today and tomorrow. We get lots of sunshine throughout the day. And same thing with tomorrow. Highs both days in the low 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
83 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, a firefighter in Surfside, Florida wants to set the record straight on the search for survivors. That's coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. It could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a great offer on fast internet, starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months for 2 years. Plus, ask how you can add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today, or go online to learn more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Okay, you've done it. You called the dirt bag and they brought you your garden soil and compost delivered right to your home. All the plants have been planted and are growing like crazy, but just one problem. The finishing touches. The thing that sets your landscaping apart. Decorative mulch. Your choice of dark brown, black, or natural, or top dress with organic mountain compost in dark rich color will make your shrubs and flowers pop while enriching your existing soil. And it's delivered right to you without all the labor. All you do is get on the internet or phone, and then they'll deliver your mulch right to your driveway. A cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload of mulch in bulk delivered right to your home. You can also save time and money by going to their location where they'll fill up your truck or trailer for you. Just call or get online and then conveniently get the beautiful garden you want with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/SLC. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/SLC. That's bamboohr.com/SLC.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more now than ever before. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit vwsouthtown.com.
It's not too early to talk to your child about drinking. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake City fire officials say an apartment complex fire was so bad, 25% of the roof was burned away. One resident says every possession he had in that apartment is destroyed. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, officials in Florida now say 10 people have died in the condo building collapse. They are still searching for 151 missing people who they say they still have hope to rescue. Third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be State Street and 2100 South. We've had an accident. It occurred on the northbound side, but it is blocking traffic on both north and southbound State Street at 2100 South in those left lanes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine in the low 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll has increased following the Surfside condominium collapse.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said in a press briefing Monday, another body was pulled out of the rubble.
The total number of those accounted for is now 135. And the total unaccounted, 151.
Cava said the numbers will continue to fluctuate, but also vowed that the search and rescue operation continues. Crews are working in the rain looking for any survivors. Lionel Moyes, ABC News Surfside.
No determination of a cause for the collapse. Nevertheless, a second building resident has filed a personal injury and property damage lawsuit against the building's condominium association. This one for negligence, nuisance, and contract breach. There are threats of revenge from Iranian-backed militias today after U.S. forces carried out airstrikes over the weekend near the Iraq-Syria border. The Pentagon says President Biden ordered the strikes against targets, quote, engaged in unmanned aerial activities against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq.
This is the second time that President Biden has ordered airstrikes in this region. We are told that this is meant to send a very clear and direct message to Iranian-backed militia groups that there will be serious consequences if U.S. forces continue to be threatened.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Republican leaders are responding to President Biden walking back comments that suggested he would veto an infrastructure bill if Congress doesn't also pass a broader American Families Plan on so-called human infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell today.
None of the Republicans during the negotiations and the Democrats that were in that group talked about it being linked to anything else.
McConnell saying it's going to be up to the Democratic House Speaker and Senate Majority Leader to deal with the bills separately. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Miami condo collapse.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
10 people are dead. 151 are still missing after the condo collapse in South Florida. And the long search for survivors is continuing. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Chief Andy Alvarez told reporters today that they are still in rescue mode.
This afternoon, we'll be switching positions as a result that most of the individuals have come up upon larger concrete areas that now require heavy machinery. During that process of the delayering, we did find the 10th victim, as the Honorable Mayor had mentioned. That person was processed and removed from the pile, and operations continued. Again, the operations continue in the search and rescue mode. There's a misunderstanding in regarding that everyone believes that the search and rescue operation should cease after a specific time, and that's far from the truth. In the end, there's numerous variables and facts. It's not based on opinions. It's not based on time. It's not based on, you know, a specific area you just happen to see on TV that went down. It's based on variables and facts. In conjunction with that, we have to consider all options. Then, and only then, we take all that information and we make a collective decision. But it's not going to be from an office It's not going to be from a television. It's not going to be from an individual that's down the street. It's going to be made collectively with the incident commander and from there on.
Officials in Surfside also told reporters today that they will do a full investigation into what caused the collapse. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We have this crash at 2100 South and State Street. It's been affecting left lanes both north and southbound on State. But we don't have any kind of big backups, so that's the good news. Valley Freeway traffic actually looking really good right now. You will see some slowdowns likely due to road work northbound Highway 89 going from Fruit Heights into Kaysville. And overall, your noontime drive fairly quiet. We still have crews that have, well, they've cleaned up the crash on Highway 6 past Diamond Fork, so that's the good news. But we still have crews that are working on the road. If you're going to be traveling 5600 West, delays are possible either direction between I-80 and 2100 South. Enjoy the 87th annual Ute Stampede Rodeo in Nephi, July 15th through the 17th at Juab County Fairgrounds. Flying Rodeo, Utah's best cowgirls and boys, parades, carnival, and more. Visit UteStampedeRodeo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman is here to tell us just how hot it's going to get this week. He has the 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine, right about 92 for the high today. More of the same tomorrow, 92, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms enter the picture on Wednesday afternoon. High temperature that day about 94 before the dark clouds arrive. More of the same on Thursday, scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And more of the same on Friday as well. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs about 96. Lots of sunshine, hotter on Saturday, the high of 98. And heating up to 99 of the 4th of July. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 85 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. The Dow taking back some of last week's gains. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Big news. She said yes. My girlfriend loved the ring so much, she started to cry. I got to hand it to Shane Company. They made it easy for me to create the perfect engagement ring. I knew my girlfriend wanted a halo ring, so when I met with a jewelry consultant, we started with that and my budget. He showed me ring settings in my price range. I felt no pressure to buy. For the cinder stone, we looked at diamonds first. Then he showed me their beautiful sapphires, an option I hadn't even considered. And what a selection. They had over a dozen colors to choose from. He said that Tom Shane hand-selects their sapphires in Bangkok. I ended up choosing a blue sapphire. I hadn't planned on that, but once I saw how the diamond halo framed the sapphire, I knew it was perfect for her. She's really one of a kind. And well, that's what I love about her. And we're still getting lots of compliments on the ring.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
This portion of our news sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
I wish people would learn to come in sooner. Unfortunately, by the time they come in our stores, they're almost desperate. They've been struggling trying to find a solution for their problem. They're looking with hope in their eyes. You've got to be able to help me.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A construction guy comes in and told me, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. My feet hurt so bad, I can't do what I need to do at work. You gotta help me. It's unbelievable how quickly the product changes some things for some people.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
When you're able to help them work more efficiently, more comfortably, and they're back and doing things that they've been wanting to do, things that they've missed, I go home every day proud of what I've done.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time 1224. One of the country's biggest airlines says it's making money again. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the past 15 months, airlines have gone from booming to the worst slowdown in the history of aviation. Now back to booming again. Incredibly, United CEO Scott Kirby announcing on Instagram the airline is profitable again for the first time since the start of the pandemic. He points out the crisis is not over yet, and the business and international travel have not returned. But leisure travel domestically is booming, and United is no longer losing money.
KSL News Time, 1225, Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. More companies are considering hiking prices as inflation surges. New data from FactSet found that 18 of 26 S&P 500 firms say they have already increased prices or are willing to do so. The list includes Clorox, General Mills, Coca-Cola, and Kellogg. Charities are getting in on the NFTs. The digital items are now being sold by charities to raise money. One project named NFT for Good is selling animated trading cards featuring Asian American celebrities. KSL Drive's Tesla has hit a bump in the road in China. Nearly all the vehicles built and sold in China since opening a factory in Shanghai are being recalled. The concern is over the cruise control system that is according to Chinese regulators. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 162 points. That's about 0.5%, sitting at 34,272. S&P 500 up by 2, and the NASDAQ up by 96 points. The underground backstage at the Coliseum is now open for visitors, excuse me, after years of construction work. ABC's Megan Williams tells us more from Rome.
Here in the underground of the ancient Coliseum Arena in Rome, tourists can now wander through and imagine what it was like for everyone from gladiators to wild animals before they were lifted in manual elevators to battle it out in the arena above. Soon, for the first time in two centuries, visitors will also be able to see the Coliseum from the middle of the arena, says Coliseum director Alfonsino Russo, referring to a retractable lightweight stage that will cover the arena and allow visitors to admire the monument from a central viewpoint. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
So excited to travel again. We will get you up to date on the drive coming up next. This week's movie show is sponsored by Built Bar. Visit built.com and use promo code Doug15. That's Doug15 to get a discount off your first order. Visit built.com.
Emergency crews in Miami, hoping against hope.
Tapping every time that we hear a sound, we concentrate in that area.
First responders pushed to their limits.
They have to be pulled off the shift. That is how motivated they are.
When we know more, you'll know more.
The Miami condo collapse
on KSL News Radio.
Tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%, APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. No real delays. And I-15 looks good both directions between Ogden and Provo. We have had a little bit of slowing northbound Highway 89 Fruit Heights into Kaysville due to road work. And the cleanup continues on the one remaining accident we have in Salt Lake City. State Street at 2100 South. Left lane's blocked in both directions. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, we're going to be on the warm side today and tomorrow, but certainly not too hot for this time of year. Kind of close to that seasonal average for today. And tomorrow, lots of sunshine. 92 today, more of the same tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30, sunshine, 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. Salt Lake City police say a car chase through multiple areas of the city this morning started after a woman claimed that she was sexually assaulted. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Police say this all started when that woman ran into a barbershop near Trolley Square, hysterical.
By the time we started our investigation, we determined that she was possibly the victim of a sexual assault, if not a kidnapping.
Meanwhile, officers in the area had pulled over a man who matched her description, and the car he was driving came back stolen. Police say that suspect then fled, winding through multiple areas, getting all the way out to around Decker Lake Drive and sideswiping a few people and cars along the way.
During the pursuit, he did brandish a weapon, a knife, and made stabbing motions that the officers perceived that he may be threatening to stab them at some point.
The suspect was finally apprehended when he attempted to go over a median and crashed around 4500 South and Main Street. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Fire Marshal says this morning's huge apartment fire shows just how quickly the fire department can get stretched thin. That's one reason they want people to obey fireworks laws and be careful. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The five-alarm apartment fire had crews from all over the valley responding, but if another large fire started at the same time, like from fireworks, it would be a challenge to fight both and go to any medical calls or car crashes that happened at the same time. Fire Marshal Tony Allred says people need to be careful and follow the fireworks laws.
Our focus is about preventing fires, and that's really where our LEOs stand. Now, that does not mean that we will hesitate to write citations if they're warranted. We will, absolutely.
Allred told the David Ujanovic Show any law enforcement officer can write a fireworks citation, and it is a Class B misdemeanor and potentially a $1,000 fine. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Cities like Salt Lake City, South Salt Lake, and Cottonwood Heights are banning fireworks completely for the 4th of July. So why are cities like Draper and Harriman not joining in? And are they worried that people are going to flock to their cities to launch them? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
While elected officials in other cities are certain they can ban fireworks, Draper Mayor Troy Walker is positive they can't. But he says they do have the ability to restrict where they're launched.
My plan is, I got my restrictions, and I am going to enforce it.
He says he hasn't seen people in other cities flock to Draper to light fireworks before, and he doesn't believe it's going to happen this year. Nor does Harriman spokesperson Tammy Moody. She says even if people wanted to do that, their options would be very limited.
You can't do it in our parks. You can't do it in a school parking lot. So you'd have to be in a subdivision.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
At least one fireworks company says they could sue over some Utah cities banning fireworks outright. James Fuller with TNT Fireworks says that's not how he understands state law. He also says that they have seen slower sales this year.
Some of our partners in the industry choose not to open up their stands and their booths, which we think is going to have a pretty devastating impact on some of the charities, the church groups, some of the youth teams that rely on this fundraising opportunity each and every year.
Fuller told the Dave and Dujanovic Show that they don't want anyone being irresponsible with fireworks, but he knows people can use them safely. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is still confident in a bipartisan infrastructure bill. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Controversy over the weekend on whether President Biden would actually sign the bipartisan bill. The president had to walk back comments saying the deal was dependent on his American Families Plan also reaching his desk through reconciliation. Senator Mitt Romney tells CNN's State of the Union that he still trusts the president to sign the infrastructure bill.
At the same time, I recognize that he and his Democrat colleagues
colleagues want more than that. They want other legislation as well. And we Republicans are saying absolutely no. We will not support a bill which is to be passed with a massive tax increase and at the same time trillions of dollars in new spending.
Romney says they will have enough votes in the Senate to get that infrastructure bill passed. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson will join me in about 10 minutes to discuss more of what's being said in Washington about that deal today. KSL's top national stories this half hour. One more victim from the Surfside, Florida building collapse has been found, making it 10 identified victims. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the search and rescue is continuing.
The search continues, and it will not stop until there's a resolution.
Officials say they have found several pockets in the rubble, giving them hope that people could survive. 151 people are still missing. Coming up on KSL, the latest out of the Capitol on an infrastructure bill. Boyd Matheson will break it down, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Good speeds on the Valley freeways, the final cleanup of a crash, State Street and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
The president put out a $6 trillion budget. The more economic growth a politician promises, the worse their policies probably are.
Join an expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Hello. It's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
A couple of weeks ago, Dee and I took a little road trip over into Nevada, and as we were going along, I noticed that her little Deemer, we call it, was pulling slightly to the right. And I thought, you know, when we get back, we've got to get into Burt Brothers, and especially since we're planning a little longer trip going back to see her family in Missouri just in the next week or so. We just pulled it on into Burt Brothers and said, hey, it's pulling to the right and so on. They looked at it. They looked the car over to make sure that we were in good shape generally. But they said, yeah, it was out of alignment. Good thing that you came on in, saved the investment that you put into those tires. I love the fact that I can just go into the Burt Brothers and absolutely know that they are going to watch out for our vehicle, watch out for our family, and watch out for our pocketbook, too. You can go to BurtBrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. It's so easy to do. They're great people to do business with. Go to BurtBrothers.com. Find that location near you. It's Burt Brothers.
KSL News Time, 1237. Drama over the weekend over the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now in... Boyd, is it a deal or not a deal? I'm very confused. I think we had this conversation on Thursday, Maria. Know, it's like, what right? is the well, definition so they broke of a deal? It into two parts. Yes. Right? Yeah. So there's two parts. So that's how they made a deal at all. Yeah, which is a little tough, I think, for a lot of the Republicans to swallow, to say, wait a minute, we negotiated down on all of these things, and then you're going to take the things that you didn't get and just dump them into the other bill, which is $6 trillion, which will be done through reconciliation, no Republican votes required. So there is some head scratching. There is some kind of that tilted head puppy look of, really? This is where we're going with this? Why are we negotiating? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and unfortunately, I think it's more of a challenge for President Biden than it is for anyone else. He came in talking bipartisanship. He has a history of that during his time in the Senate. He wanted that to be part of his administration. And his biggest challenge right now is the members of the Democratic Party, the far left members of the Democratic Party, who are just saying we need to ram through everything we can because we don't know how long we're going to have all of this power, all the branches of government locked up that way.
And so they're really pushing for a lot of their big ticket items. And the president's kind of caught in the crosshairs on this one. And he's going to have to negotiate, not with the Republicans. He's going to have to negotiate with his own people.
Right. So it's interesting because when you think of the word compromise, you think people giving something on each side.
Yeah.
But if you just take everything people didn't like and put it in another piece of bill, is it really compromise?
That's right. There's a term for this in Washington, new term of the day. It's called giving people the sleeves off of your vest.
Okay.
And that is what just happened in this bill. The Democrats gave the Republicans the sleeves off of their vest. They didn't really need them anyway because they're going to, you know, pound most of this through in a very large bill that will be done by reconciliation. And what that means is it just doesn't have to go through the regular order of the Senate. So they'll only need 50 votes. So then the attention is going to turn to our friend Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Senator Sinema from Arizona.
So why bother negotiate for weeks?
Yeah. And
they've been negotiating for weeks.
Yeah. And I think that was at the behest of the president. I think President Biden sincerely, genuinely, authentically wanted to get a bipartisan bill through. And again, he even said it in his speech last Thursday, if you remember. He said that my party, meaning the Democratic Party, my party is divided but reasonable. And now he's going to challenge them on that reasonable side. And the other thing to watch is that both House and Senate are out of session this week. And that is not a good thing for getting things done in Washington. The longer that clock ticks, the harder it will be to get real compromise done.
Okay. Well, you're going to keep an eye on it for
us. Keep an eye on it.
All right.
I'll give you my sleeves off my vest, Maria, any day.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
2100 South and State. That remains the spot where we've had a crash with injuries. It's been affecting left lanes of traffic in both directions. And if you are in the area, you may just want to go around the block and avoid it completely. No major backups, but it is kind of hard to get through that spot either direction. Now, for those who are on the Valley freeways, you're good to go, including I-15 north and southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. I'm seeing just a little bit of busy traffic on the 21st South Freeway, either direction at the 7200 West intersection, but overall kind of a quiet drive in progress. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds plus pounds. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to njdiet.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Lower 90s today and lots of sunshine. We're going to get more of the same tomorrow, maybe a few more clouds and 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, many rescue workers in Surfside, Florida say that they are searching for their own friends in the rubble of the collapsed building. We're going to go in depth up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all day companion for news.
Logan is Utah's heart of the arts, so get your tickets now. Three historic theaters in one downtown block tell you we're not kidding. The Lyric Repertory season is underway, and there are free concerts every weekday at the Logan Tabernacle. Take note, the award-winning Utah Festival is back in action on July 7th with dozens of musical theater performances, plus late-night cabarets, Breakfast with the Stars, Academy classes, and more. Here's something you should know. Performers are here from Los Angeles, the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, and Broadway stages. Say what? In Logan, Utah? Totally true. You can see Fantastics, the longest-running Broadway musical in history. Souvenir, the hilarious tale of a wealthy socialite who loves to sing but can't carry a tune. 33 Variations is all about Beethoven. I Do, a tender 60-year musical love story. The prestigious American Festival Chorus and Orchestra will present the inspiring Mozart Requiem. Yearning to emerge from last year's cocoon? Utah Festival is your ticket. Buy yours now at utahfestival.org.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change,
here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Salt Lake City Fire Marshal talks about fireworks citations and how they're really trying to educate the public on staying safe and not starting any fireworks fires this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, police have a man in custody after a police chase through Salt Lake this morning from downtown to Decker Lake. They say it started when a woman ran into a barbershop and described the man driving that car, claiming that she was sexually assaulted. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We have had a vehicle fire in Tooele County. This is at Saddleback Boulevard and SR 36 Main Street. A southbound right lane is blocked to traffic on that corner. Use a little bit of caution, but I'm not seeing any kind of major delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 90 sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And our temperature climbing to 86 degrees. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
The death toll has increased following the Surfside building collapse.
We did recover another body. That brings the count to 10.
The Miami-Dade County mayor, 151 people still unaccounted for, rescuers vowing to continue the search through the rubble 5 days in. In Chicago, 74 people shot, 6 killed over the weekend, including 2 mass shootings last night that left 2 dead. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Preliminary results tell us that both incidents appear to be internal gang conflicts.
While some areas of the U.S. are seeing COVID-19 cases fall, cases are on the increase in places with low vaccination rates. And the U.S. sending more COVID vaccine to other countries, says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Over the weekend, we announced we are sending 1.5 million doses of Moderna to Honduras. And over this week, we'll be able to announce more places that the United States will be sending our doses.
This as a dangerous Delta variant of the coronavirus forces new travel restrictions in Europe. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The agonizing wait is continuing today for the families and friends of those still missing in the rubble of the collapsed condo building. ABC's Victor Okendo spoke to first responders who are searching for people they know.
The growing memorial for those still unaccounted for. Family, friends, and strangers paying tribute as rescuers work around the clock to find them.
This is our command and control and planning tent.
ABC News getting an inside look at the base of operations for Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Florida Task Force 1, an elite unit that's been deployed to disasters all over the world, but this one hit home.
The conditions have been brutal. It is incredibly hot. There's been rain. There have been fires. What keeps you guys going?
For us, this is personal. Team members know folks, individuals that are trapped in that debris, that were victims in this event. It's been tough getting our teams off of these piles. You know, they want to keep going.
The process is painstaking. Relatives asked for DNA samples to help identify those found in the rubble and for unique characteristics for the missing, such as tattoos and scars. The family of 46-year-old Anna Ortiz and her son, 26-year-old Luis Andres Bermudez, were told their remains were found. They spoke with our Stephanie Ramos.
I didn't have the certainty, where were they? They were alive or dead, now I know.
But three other family members are still missing.
Is he in the hospital? Is he in the rubble? We just want to know already.
Valerie Manasharova's newlywed brother Russell and sister-in-law had just moved into their 7th floor apartment. Her parents drove from New York City to Florida, seeking to learn Russell's fate. And Jake Samuelson, whose grandparents Arnie and Miriam Notkin lived on the third floor, says that his family has gotten 16 phone calls from the apartment landline only to pick up and hear static on the other end.
We're just trying to rationalize what's happening here, and we're just trying to get answers.
Florida Task Force One wants these families to know they are doing everything they can to find their loved ones.
We never lose hope. We never lose hope. We know that throughout major disasters all over the world, there's always that miracle rescue. There's always that rescue that if we continue doing, we know we're going to make.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, still that problem on 21st South?
Yes, it's still being cleared, but we do have a crash at State Street 2100 South. It is affecting traffic in both directions. No big backups, but it's still a spot you may want to avoid. It's a little difficult to get through some of that those lanes of traffic. Just use caution. Another place where you need to be aware of is Tooele County, where we've had it was originally reported as a vehicle fire. Now it's been upgraded to a crash. This is at Saddleback Boulevard and SR 36. In Tooele County, it's blocking a right lane of traffic. So if you're going to be traveling there, just be aware of that. Valley Freeway traffic looks really good, even though we have a new accident on northbound I-15 in Box Elder County in Tremonton, but it's been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Step into $400 with University Credit Union. Use your new debit card, direct deposit, and switch over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now look at your 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
92, lots of sunshine today. More of the same tomorrow as well, mostly sunny in about 92. Scattered thunderstorms move back in on Wednesday afternoon. Highs that day, 94. We'll see more of the same on Thursday with a high at 94. And more of the same Friday, 96. Scattered thunderstorms afternoon. Clears out and warms up a little bit for the weekend. Saturday, 98 in the sunshine. And 4th of July Sunday, lots of sunshine up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
I'm Derek Miller. Sean Newell is Vice President of Business Development at Industrial Supply. Today, Sean has a special message for all of us.
In Utah, we work and grow as communities. We meet challenges head on, and we become strengthened through the experience. This model has helped us through the coronavirus pandemic, and while I would like to say that it's behind us, we still need to achieve herd immunity. And it's important we do this before fall, where there's a possibility of another surge. To avoid that, the Utah Department of Health has a goal of vaccinating at least 70% of Utahns age 18 or older by July 4th. That's Independence Day, but we can do this. Already 63% of us have received the vaccination. It's safe and effective, and it has allowed us to open up our economy. Now we need to bring it home. To learn more about what you can do, please visit coronavirus.utah.gov. Together, we have come far. Now, let's make this one final push and bring it home.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard-of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma.
I love you too. Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Mmm.
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time, 12:54. New airstrikes over the weekend near the Iraq-Syria border. More from ABC's congressional correspondent Rachel Scott at Capitol Hill.
This is the second time that President Biden has ordered airstrikes in this region. We are told that this is meant to send a very clear and direct message to Iranian-backed militia groups that there will be serious consequences if U.S. forces continue to be threatened.
The Pentagon says President Biden ordered the strikes against targets engaged in unmanned aerial attacks against U.S. personnel. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Warren Buffett says he's resigning from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The billionaire didn't specify why he's leaving the foundation in his statement. The average cost of gasoline continues to rise. The price across the country rose 2 cents over the past 2 weeks. It now sits at $3.15 per gallon. The newest Fast and the Furious movie had a great opening weekend. F9 sped to $70 million in domestic ticket sales. That is the biggest pandemic-era opening for a film. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 188 points. It sits at 34,246. S&P 500 up by 4. The NASDAQ up by 115 points. Looks like travel is more or less back to normal and then some from the Salt Lake International Airport. The Transportation Security Administration reports passenger volumes at most airports is 82% of what it was in 2019 before the pandemic. But in Salt Lake City, we are at 105% of those pre-pandemic numbers.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.